Happy February. It's Valentine's Day this month, and welcome to our Continental Express Driving the Future podcast. This month, I've got a wonderful guest, Brad. Got them all.
And Colleen.
And my wife, Colleen Wolford, is with me. And this month's podcast is going to be on relationships and some of the struggles that drivers have keeping relationships strong from long distances. We brought Brad in here. He's going to kind of MC things and ask questions and kind of going to do sort of a little interview. But sit back, relax. I hope this is helpful, and let's have some fun.
Perfect. Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Colleen. So, I'm excited to be here today and be in this opportunity. So, I guess first off, let's start by telling us a bit about your relationship. And were you married, I guess, when you entered the trucking industry, Dave? Or
We'd been married. We got married in 99. May 15th, 1999 is when we got married, and I started driving in 2003, so we'd been married for four years at the time. We had a three-year-old son, Brandon, and Bree was our daughter, the daughter was six, so we'd already had the family situation going, I got tired of doing the job thing and thought, you know what, I want a career. And so that's kind of what led me into trucking. And so, I actually remember when I got done with school, Brandon was just a little over 3 years old, still in diapers. I'm at the bus stop waiting to get on the Greyhound to head out for training. And I just remember him holding onto my leg, asking me not to go, crying. And I felt about that big. I said, "But I got to do this." I said, "But I'm not leaving you. I will be back." And
that was very hard.
that was tough. But we were well into our marriage and everything.
So what sparked you to go into trucking over other industries to make a career out of? What were you doing before that led you up to that?
I did a lot of dead end jobs, but yeah. I mean it was a lot of factory work. Mm-hmm. And all three of my factory jobs that I had were good jobs until they weren't. You got laid off, or the big problem I had, we went through some recessions, and then I'm working 60 hours a week and 50 hours a week and then 30 hours a week, and there was no consistency to it. Mm-hmm. And so on to the next factory job, I just got tired of going through that, and I said, I want something that's solid, that's consistent, that I can build a career on and grow with, that's not going to just keep waning and ebbing and just fading out, in and out. I looked, and at the time, the two biggest industries were nursing and trucking,
My brother-in-law was a truck driver at the time, so mm-hmm. we knew a little bit about what he would be getting into whenever he left. But
that's a big commitment, I guess. Going into it, were you expecting to be out? I mean, now you're home weekly, obviously, or more, potentially being dedicated. Was that the expectation when you went into the industry, or was it you're going to be out a couple weeks at a time, or what did you think?
When I first went into it, matter of fact, while I was still in school learning how to drive truck, Ohio had passed a law at the time that you could not drive local unless you had a year of experience over the road. So I had no option but to go over the road. because too many brand new drivers were coming out of school, and local driving is extremely dangerous, with inner city driving and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there were way too many accidents, so they said nope. Insurance companies wouldn't let them do it. I don't know if that's still the law now, but back then it was. And so I went into it fully over the road, which was lifestyle change.
And you were okay with that, Colleen? Not having Dave home every night?
It was hard at first. you know, we definitely went through our struggles. We definitely, we had to do some marriage counseling. We had to figure out our time together and make the most of it whenever he was home. And, you know, we try to do a lot of stuff with our church. You know, they have marriage retreats and things like that. So, you know, we just had to make the best of the time that we had together and come together as a team to plan for what we wanted in life. You know, we were both striving for the same goals. We both wanted, you know, our dreams were having kids, having great jobs and careers, and having a house. And, you know, you have to pay for that house. You have to pay for those kids. And, you know, it's, you just kind of have to buckle down and do what you got to do. And
I kind of put it like, you know, I mean, ever since I was probably 5 or 6 years old, I remember thinking all I want to be is, I just want to be a great dad and a great husband. And I don't need to be rich. I'm still not. I'm working on it. But, yeah, I don't need to, you know, I just want a nice house. And to be able to maintain it and have a family. I mean, I remember going to kindergarten thinking this. Don't ask me why. Just, I already had Brandon's name picked out then, too, which is what we actually named him. And I remember going through this thinking, you know what? In order to have what I love in life, I have to leave it to be able to maintain it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I felt like going into the industry and being gone. For 2 and 3 weeks at a time is how I was when it started. And, you know, and it was a culture shock and a lifestyle change to me just being in the truck. I mean, at first it's all brand new and it's fun and exciting and it's like an adventure. But after a while, it's like it gets really small inside that truck, you know, and you're there and you got a lot of alone time. And back then we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have ways to communicate very at all, but at the same time, she went from having me home and helping her with kids and helping her with the house and helping her with stuff to now she's raising the kids, she's working a full-time job, she's managing the bills and the money, she's doing everything, yard work, housework, you know, so it's a huge strain, and that's probably one of the biggest things that is hard on relationships at any level when something like that happens. And before we came here, it was within the first year of me driving with the company I went with out of school. The reason that I left them is because we were having trouble. And I remember calling them and saying, hey, I need to go home before I don't have a home to get home to. And we were really struggling with our relationship. We were growing apart. And we ended up going through marriage counseling and doing a lot of talking and a lot of soul searching and just trying to reconnect. Honestly, one of the big things that really helped was me coming to Continental, because I went from being gone 2 and 3 weeks at a time to being home every weekend, which that wasn't always consistent, but for the most part it was, and I was able to be a bigger part of the family. So the marriage counseling and the church helped us hold things together and stay connected and refine our relationship and re-strengthen it. And Continental's scheduling gave me the ability to keep it, you know, consistent. And then moving forward, we just, you know, cell phones came along and the communication got better. You know, nowadays we talk 5-10 times a day. We play games back and forth. Oh, not while I'm driving. But we have a game that we play. It's just a little silly game. It's called Patchwork. But she can play it at her at home. I'm down in South Carolina, and I'm talking crap to her over the phone, and
I'm talking crap right back. Yeah.
Nope. We just talk crap back and forth and play, and she always beats me.
I'm the grand poobah.
Yeah, we got a little tiny crown we keep at home, and whoever wins the best 2 out of 3, we move the crown to their side of the thing. Yeah. So we do little things like that to have fun, to connect, to stay in contact, mm-hmm. and to help solidify our relationship. But starting out in the industry, it's a huge culture shock if you're not ready for it. And it is very rough on relationships. So you really need, you need a strong backing. You need a strong family. You need family support and support from friends. That's very important starting out.
So, I guess, did you head into the trucking industry with a strategy, like, you know, communicating weekly? Because obviously, like you said, you know, technology has come a long way since you entered, and you didn't have cell phones and everything. So, what was your guys' plan there to stay in touch this first year before you joined Continental?
I honestly didn't really have a plan. At that point, we were just trying to hold on and pay for the bills and keep the finances together. And, you know, she was working and trying to eat up as much overtime as she could. And we really, going into that and getting a career started was really just a way to try to maintain what we wanted to get in where we wanted mm-hmm. to get to in life. And we never really thought of the fact that, hey, I'm going to be out all over the country and I may not be able to call you for 2 or 3 days. It never even crossed my mind.
Never occurred to us that he had to go to a phone and actually, you know, go to a payphone and call. He wasn't going to be able to just mm-hmm. call me, you know.
Yeah.
So it was that was part of us starting to drift apart was it just didn't feel like he was a part of the family, you know, because he just wasn't there. And it was, I mean, again, as soon as cell phones came out, we got one so that we could actually talk to each other. And I stopped listening to the radio. Whenever I was heading to work, I would call him and we would talk on the phone as I was going to work, coming home from work, letting them know how the kids were doing, what we were doing with schoolwork, and, you know, what chores we had planned, whatever, you know, just, okay, today's list is,
right.
You know.
Yeah, and one of the things, one of our biggest struggles, as far as me being, you know, the dad and the driver and being gone is, you know, she's the one at home handling the kids and making the decisions, and, you know, sometimes
he was the cool dad. I was the mean mom.
Sometimes she didn't make good decisions. Sometimes the decisions that were made weren't decisions that I would have supported, and I used to get, I would get mad, and then we would get into arguments, But then over, you know, with the counseling and stuff and church and family support and stuff, and I realized over time, it's like, wait, it's not fair to her. I'm not there handling the situation. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't armchair quarterback it from 5 states away. I need to support the decision that she decided to make, whether I agree with it completely or not. Mm-hmm. She's the one there handling the situation, handling the kids, handling the schooling, handling the, you know, I don't need to poke it, I need to broaden it, I need to let her go, and okay, well, I'm going to support whatever decision you make, and then moving forward, if we thought there was a better angle, we would work together at it when we could, but that was one of the big things that was, you know, because you feel like, hey, the kids got in trouble for this or that, and wait, all you did was that, what? But that might have been 2 days ago.
Yeah,
you know, and then I can't tell her, hey, you go back in there and spank him 3 more times and ground him for an extra week for me. You can't do that.
Not after the fact. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to, as the person, as a driver, you have to let your spouse or your partner, whoever, you have to support the decisions they make and help them with them and instead of fighting about them.
And again, communication is huge. So, you know, if I could, before I popped off and said, "You're grounded," you know, I'd call him and say, "This is the situation, this is what we've got, this is what I'm thinking, what do you think?" You know, and trying to keep him involved, trying to keep him, you know, as much a part of the family as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, it may not have been easy at first, but there's so much out there now, you know. Again, it's just a phone call. And, you know, they're driving all day long, so, you know, they...
Yeah.
Even if you have to wait a half an hour, yeah. Just, you know, just sometimes take that breath, take a step away from the situation and, you know, I'm going to talk to your dad or mom, you know, and, you know, let me make that decision once we've cooled down.
Sometimes I wasn't available, mm-hmm. you know, I'm 4 hours into a 10-hour break, I'm sleeping, it's important for me to get my rest. And get to be, so there's sometimes, you know, she couldn't call. Mm-hmm. So one of the other big things we have very strong family support with her mom and dad, her sisters, her cousins, because she works 12-hour shifts, you know, so on top of running the household and running the kids and being the chauffeur and the cook and the maid and the carpenter and everything, you know. And God forbid the car breaks down, you know.
Well, back then they were 8-hour shifts, but I was working, you know, as much overtime as I could. Yeah, so 6 and 7 days a week and an extra 4 hours a day if it was available.
Yeah. So a lot of times dealing with the kids, a lot of times she was able to fall back on her parents and say, "Hey, what do I do with this?" Mm-hmm. And they were very, very strong, very supportive. Mom came over all the time and watched the kids so that she could get sleep and go to work, which was a huge.
And we had daycare as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, yeah. Which was its own issue because, you know, you still have to get up and take the kids there and then you have to go and pick them up. And,
yeah, they want
to
give them back. Yeah. No, we gave them to you. Keep them. but yeah, it's, when you have long hours at work and then, like I said, that goes back to, I can't run the household if I'm not there. Mm-hmm. And I sure can't judge her on running the household and attack her about it if I don't feel what she did was what I would have wanted.
Yeah.
When she's doing all that stuff and she's got all that stress and all that extra work on her because I'm not there for her to lean on. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, it's one of the things you really got to think about as a driver, you know, when you're away, it's, you're not, now it's, the home is not a partnership. She was almost like a single mom at that point. So it was a very tough mentality to try to work through a lot of that stuff.
So when you were home, how did you make the most of it, I guess?
Oh, party. At first, when I was gone all the time, mm-hmm. and this is one of the problems we had reconnecting, is because I would be home long enough to do laundry, mow the yard, go to the grocery store and get repacked to get stuff to repack, and pretty much I'd come home exhausted, I'd need to sleep, then you get up, you got all this stuff you got to do to get re-prepared to leap back out. Mm-hmm. And then you have very little, almost no time, and then it was time to go to bed and you had to get up and leave. So at first I didn't have quality home time, which was a huge struggle. But then once I started getting consistent home time, once I came to Continental and was home every mm-hmm. weekend, and now I don't have to do 2 weeks worth of laundry. I don't have to worry about this and this and this. I'll be back next weekend. I can handle some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It got much better. I would plan stuff with the kids. little trips or just play little games. I mean, they were so excited that I was home, we didn't really have to plan much. They just wanted to play. Mm-hmm. And when they were little, I loved wrestling with them. I'd get on a, just roll around the whole
house.
You
still don't, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it hurts more now. Yeah. Yeah. They're bigger than I am now.
Yeah, so. You might win.
Yeah, they outpaced me when they were about 11, 12 years old. So yeah. No more horsey rides after about kindergarten. If we had to, you know,
yeah. Slow down a little. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I played. You know, they liked video games mm-hmm. and stuff, so we'd play video games. And you know, one of the things they struggled with, especially with my son Brandon, was I would come home, I would have a list, you know, the yard would need mowed or the driveway would need shoveled. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff that would need to get done. And as when he got a little older, it's like, hey, why don't you come out and help me in the yard, and then we'll have more time to play later. Mm-hmm. And so I got them to start helping me do stuff and being involved more in the house. And they got rewarded because, well, now I'm not spending 3 extra hours doing this stuff. I got 3 hours to play with them. And so that was kind of a nice little thing. And then
we started meal prepping and everything else so that, you know, he had meals ready to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, figuring out, okay, you need this many meals for a week. Mm-hmm. So I can sit and do it in one day and get you enough meals for the whole week. That way it's only this many hours spent on food instead of, you know,
yeah.
each day having to figure something out, cook it up, you know.
And I get home and then half my home time spent going to the grocery store, shopping, going home, cooking stuff up, trying to, now it's all done ahead of time, so that big block of time that we were using doing that mm-hmm. is now time to get to spend quality time. We started really concentrating on what we could do during our down times or when we had time, either together or apart, to do the stuff that we needed done when my home time came, so that I could spend the home time having fun with the kids, taking them out to do stuff. Mm-hmm. Playing video games with them, just, you know, chasing around the house, playing board games. So we did, you know, board games, puzzles, you know. And then there were not enough times, we'd get mom and dad to watch them mm-hmm. so that we could spend some quality time together and go out and go to dinner, go to a movie, so that we had time so that we could stay connected. You know, which was
very important.
Yeah, very important. You know, so yeah, we would go out to dinner and maybe go out to a movie, or we would just go for a walk in the park. Mm-hmm. You know, we did you name it. Maybe it didn't have to cost money. It was just didn't matter what we were doing as long as we were spending time together.
Quality time together. Yep.
And it's always putting the other person first, too. You know, I got to think about all the stress that he is going through in the job, mm-hmm. in the industry, and knowing that he's out there on the road. And if he's upset about stuff at home, he's not thinking about that road. He's not being safe,
yeah.
and I may not get him back. So you try to alleviate that. You try to keep, okay, you keep talking to each other and support each other through everything, and it's put yourself in that person's shoes, because he doesn't want to be gone from the house. You know, it's his job, it's his career, it's what he does. It's not, he wants to be home with us. He wants to be a part of the family. That's, you know, again, that was our dream together. So, so how can I bring him back home safe, and keeping that stress away from him as much as possible, you know, that I think that's huge.
Yeah, because there's a lot of times, you know, you're out there driving in the middle of the night trying to look for Main Street that's supposed to be 3 red lights down and turn right, but they put in two more red lights and you're out there in this little town you've never been in looking for a street, not knowing the street sign, got knocked over 2 days before you got there.
Yeah.
And last thing you need to be thinking about is your you know, one of your kids having trouble in school, yeah, or old so-and-so gotten into a fight, and that's on your mind, but you're trying to, you know. So we did a lot of that compartmentalizing, you know. So I found out a lot of things, not a lot of things, but I found out some things after the fact, but it was because she didn't want to tell me until I was somewhere safe, mm-hmm, you know, till I was in a comfortable place where I could talk and I'm not concentrating on, you know, rush hour traffic or trying to figure out where I'm supposed to turn, things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so from my end, I'm giving her, you know, run of everything and supporting her decisions and allowing her to do what she needs to do with while she feels the situation needs to be handled. At her end, she's shielding me from a lot of it while I'm driving so that I'm not upset while I'm driving and frustrated and, you know.
Yeah, I think that's attributed to a lot of your success, to
yeah,
both of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, that, and she doesn't let me drive when I'm at home.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't. I do all the driving.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to relax.
Yeah. She makes me sit in the back, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I don't reach that way. Backseat driver, man. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so we do a lot. Yeah, we figured a lot of this stuff out. Over the years.
Yeah.
And it just works for us. And I think, you know, everybody's relationship's a little different,
yeah,
but I think everybody goes through a lot of this same stuff when they're driving, or when they're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's might not be the exact same scenario, but you fill in the blank. It's the same, you know, but she, you know, I look at it as from my end, it's my job to just support her with however she handles things at home, and from her end, she does what she needs to do to try and make sure I'm still safe on the road. Because, yeah, in the end, I want to get to that driveway safe and in one piece so I can wrestle with the kids.
Yep.
Well, not now. They're too big. But, yeah. But you know, that's the most important thing is for me to leave the driveway and get back home and be intact and be safe and you know, because the whole thing of driving is, you know, you're supporting your family. You're out there to work. You're earning money. Anything outside of that is detrimental to why you're gone. So, you know, we've worked a lot of our relationship around me being gone, when I'm going to be home. Matter of fact, holidays when they come up. Sometimes we do, you know, we do a lot of stuff either after the holiday or before the holiday based on what day I'm going to be home.
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm still part of the holiday. And that's not just with her and the kids, it's with the whole family. So it's, like I said, it's very important if you can get a lot of family support, get a safety net of people that are behind you to help you grow and make it work.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you both learned a lot over the years on what does work and what obviously doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so I guess taking that information, you know, what tips would you give couples and families today, you know, coming into the trucking industry today? You know, we have a school over in Indianapolis, Indiana,
yeah,
so we bring in, you know, three to four people a month that potentially have families at home and you know, go through these struggles in real time. So what advice would you have for them and other people as well?
Well, I would say that remember they're out there doing that job because they want to support the family. It's not, they don't necessarily want to be away from home, but they're mm-hmm. doing what they need to help the industry, you know, and to help the family. So you just keep that communication open. Keep talking to each other. Don't sweat the small stuff. And remember, a lot of times it's all small stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And try to find multiple avenues of communication. Communication doesn't always mean you're on a cell phone. That's main communication. But like We talk over the cell phone, but we also have games that we play and badger each other back and forth for fun.
And play dates.
And then we have times that we schedule, hey, let's sneak away and go do this and go out on a date or go to a movie or go on a... there's been a few times we've went on a weekend getaway where we just went away for the whole weekend, just her and I, just so we could just reconnect and stay strong. And it's funny because we've done that multiple times. We've went on some pretty nice vacations. Most of the time we do staycations or family vacations where we just go visit other family. But we've had some pretty nice vacations over the years. And the funny thing is, when I got my million miles, we went to Nassau. We did a cruise. I remember one or two little things about the cruise and about Nassau. What I remember most about it is we kept running around the boat, and everywhere we found to sit, we would just sit down and play. We were playing solitaire, just playing cards and talking, and for hours. And then we'd get up and we'd go get something to drink, go find something to eat, we'd see something here or there. I don't remember all that, but I know later on we sat down and started playing cards again. Mm-hmm. And we talked so much that whole vacation and just reconnected and brought things together and just built each other up. And that's the best part of the vacation. We had a weekend getaway where we went to a cabin that had a waterfall inside the cabin. It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. We sat out on the deck, cooking on the grill, talking most of the time. I remember the cabin, I remember the waterfall. It's a little blip in my memory, but what I remember most is we spent most of that time together.
Yeah, and even cooking our meals together every week, you know, coming up with the plan and just, you know, standing in the kitchen together and chopping and dicing and slicing and throwing stuff together. And
food fights.
You know,
But,
you know, just... Again, making your partner your priority is the biggest thing.
And one of my things I've always, gravitated to is, you know, everybody says, where do you want to go on vacation? I don't care. Doesn't matter where we go. I'm going to have fun no matter where we go because we just make it a point to have fun together no matter what's going on around us. And it's funny because most of the time... We're just goofing off, picking on each other, and you all of a sudden look around and everybody's watching you. Everybody's looking at you like, oh my God. And then people come up, we've had people come up to us any number of times. How long have you guys been married? Well, we're going on 24 years. Oh my gosh, you guys act like newlyweds.
Yeah.
And like, oh, thanks. We think it's funny. But we try to keep our time together fun, upbeat, energetic, and like I said, I do what I can to raise her up. She does what she can to raise me up. And, you know, like I said, looking back on vacations, time off, this and that, the times we're raising each other up, those are the only times I remember vividly. The rest of the vacation was just a vacation.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have been sitting in our backyard, you know. So it's just keeping priorities in check, you know. If we're going on vacation, we need to reset and refocus. But you know what? What's more important is we need to reconnect. We need to make sure we're together on everything. And the best way to do that is for me to lift her up and for her to lift me up. We complement each other. I think that helps our relationship strengthen and grow. So,
good. Well, I guess thank you for all the great advice you've given us all today. I mean, I think that's great. It's a great testament to what you guys have done and been very successful at it, obviously, and that's awesome.
Yeah. One of the other things, real quick, that we do, and just for fun, we just do it for fun. They have things like every year at our church where they have like people that are engaged that are getting ready to get married, or people that are just got married. They have like little
marriage retreats
and little things, and we go to all of them.
Yeah.
Just for fun. They're like, oh, you guys are newlyweds? No, we've been married for a long time, but we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised at how many people would want to talk to us because we've been married so long and we're acting like we're still engaged.
Yeah.
And they're like, how do you keep that going? And we just do. We make it a point. And it's a lot of it is like, she's like, communication, being on the same page, and just staying connected.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the little church functions and things are really good for that. Really good.
That's
to,
great.
To promote
yeah, keeping
that.
A strong faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
One of the other things that helped us along the way is, you know, I'm able to ride along with my husband going down to Gaffney, South Carolina and back. And, you know, it's one of those ways that we stay connected. You know, I take a couple of days off work and head down with him, and it gives us a lot of time to just sit together and talk about everything that's going on.
Because,
she gets
5 weeks vacation because she's been at her job for 25 years. She's celebrated 25 years at her company. And so she has 5 weeks of vacation, and I only have 3 weeks of vacation. More.
Yeah.
hint. No, just kidding. But so you know, she's got extra vacation time, and she'll take a couple days, and then we have a ride-along thing where if your dispatcher, your terminal manager, the safety department sign off on it, you can have your spouse or partner or friend or family member ride along with you for, you know, however much time it's okayed for. And so we've done that quite a bit, which that's really good because now I'm on the truck for 9-10 hours driving each way. And so we've got lots of time to talk and go over all kinds of stuff. And, you know, from the kids to our future planning to finances to grocery lists, so you name it.
Yeah, and I think it's good for the spouse to see, riding along, to see what, you know, maybe her husband or wife does driving as well. Kind of understand some of the stresses and daily
see some of the dangers and
dangers and obviously the motorways are more and more congested, you know, it seems like every year, and the accidents that go on, so it's not an easy job.
She's been riding back and forth with me, you know, maybe once or a couple times a year for probably the last 10 years. I keep trying to get her to drive the truck. She won't. I'm like, oh, I'll sit over there.
We'll get that next. You can team together.
Yeah. She won't do it. So that's a work in progress.
But again, it just gives you lots of time. You know, 9 hours down, and then you got your 10-hour break, and then 9 hours back. It's nothing but time and no distractions besides for what's on the roadway. You know, and gave me a healthy respect for exactly what you guys do every day.
And what's do you know off the top of your head what the age is for that to start ride along?
16, I think. Is it, I believe,
16?
Yeah, 16.
Okay. Yep. So yeah, so if you've got a family member, friend, or a child 16 years or older, and you want to give them the truck driving experience, Continental Express offers that. Talk to your dispatcher, your terminal manager, and get it set up. I think that is a really good thing to do, because then your family members can actually experience what you go through, what you do, how you handle driving. I mean, you know, I couldn't tell you how many of them when I first started driving, oh my gosh, you're going to drive truck? I don't even like to go 20 minutes to the grocery store. You know, you're going to be driving 10, 11 hours a day? Oh, and I'm like, you know, but after you do it for so long, it's like, hey, it's no different than any other job. You just go to work and you just do it.
Yeah, but, you're used to it.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Oh, okay. Do you want to throw anything in closing, or?
No, I think we pretty much covered it all. But thank you for having me.
Great. Yeah. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, great information shared.
Good luck in your endeavors. Good luck in your driving career, and good luck in your relationships. It's very important to keep them strong and keep them healthy. So, rule number one: communication, 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 and build each
other. Putting that other person first.
Yeah, build each other up to keep you keep strong. And hope you enjoyed this podcast. We had a blast doing it. Thank you, sweetie, for doing this with me. I love you more than anything. I was talking to Brad.
Yeah, I know. I love you too. She's making me cry.
Yeah. No. Thanks for joining us. I hope this was educational. I hope it was fun. And